Okay. Teda Ar Nun Vav Va'eda. Page Nun Vav. Okay, three lines from the end of the page of Nun Vav. Okay, last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in Gan Eden there's so many different levels of Elokus, and that's the concept of Elokim, Lashon Rabim, that it comes into many, many different levels. Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, everybody based on the way they do the Mitzvah, that's what they get, and there's infinite levels. That way it says, Masi Hugaduk Shiber Lekenu. When is Hashem great? When he's in the level of Ira Lekenu, meaning then there's multitudes, Ribui, Godol Hashem Umoy Bira Lekenu. So he says three lines from the end of the page. Kachis Pashas, Guru Lassi Yisbarich, the same thing, the manifestation of Hashem's greatness. Mischalik Kamabchinis is Chalkis Vribi Tainugim. Bechol Elamis spreads itself out based on the level of all the pleasures in all the worlds. Then he's called Elokim Loshen Rabim. So you have, by the way, Elokim is in obviously in Kedusha. It's one of the holy names of Hashem. That even in Kedusha, there's a level of Tzimtzum where there's vast amount of different levels, the way Elokus comes into the worlds, each level accordingly. That's the level of Avai of Yalokim. But he says, Mashen ken Avai nikra echod, but Avai is Lashon one. It's singular. Shavai b'chinas mako kol Avayis. Avai is the word Yudke Vavki means Mahava, creator. And it also means, as we learned many times, in the word Yudke Vovke, you have, if you mix around the letters, you have Haya, Hove, and Yihyeh. In one word, which means it's above time that is past, present, and future simultaneously. And he says, Shavaya b'chinez mako kavashar shedukula, kredim shebali deham shacha b'chinez gila b'ir alakein. Okay? So you have, now the Rebbe has explained the two names, that's how he started this whole thing. The explanation of the two names of Avai and Elokim. Elokim is the way Hashem comes into even the spiritual worlds, not only down here, but even in the spiritual worlds, the way Hashem is divided into countless levels, and Havai is the way Adavishtad is above all that, the way it's only Him, nothing else. What?
Better to Papa didn't lie when he said he didn't have Havai, because a Goy is not shared to Havai.
That's what we learned that many times. When Yaakov told Pari originally, Elokim Ya'ana Shleim Pari, Yosef told him already, read a dream. Elokim Ya'ana Shleim Pari, Elokim. When the magicians did also the plagues, they also copycatted. So they said, Etzba Elokim Hi. That's why the Mefarshim all asked, what does it mean? He says, Le'yadaitis Hashem. They themselves said, Etzba Elokim Hi. It's the finger of God. How can they say they don't know Hashem? So Chassidus explained very simple. Pari has to do with nature, Elokim. So Elokim, they knew. Elokim, Yanesh, Lam, Pari, Etzba Elokim Hi, that they knew. The level of Havaya above nature, Le'yadaitis Havaya.
What does that actually mean?
What do you mean?
So
yeah, but it's the way Hashem comes into limitations. Hashem comes into limitations. Then you have the level of Hashem.
We also
believe that. Right, we have Havai and Elokim in us.
So he didn't believe in the miracles, or the miraculous nature of Hashem?
Right, he believed of Hashem in time and place.
Even if he just believes in Elokim, he shouldn't believe in Gitchkus. Just saying.
No, because he believed Elokim in pluralism. From Tzimtzumim in Kedusha, then keep going down, 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 it becomes pluralism in diversity of evil.
So God of gods.
Yeah. Binei, okay, 112. Binei, mebchinas Elokim, nimshech lamata bechinas hayira. From the level of Elokim, when Elokim comes even lower, it becomes a level of fear, yira. Like it says, v'Elokim also sheyorim milfanav. Hashem, Elokim made the person should fear him. Or it says, Elokim ani yorei. right? I fear God. It also says in the pasuk, "Havaya lekecha," you should fear. Because in the level of Havaya, it's not shaykh to fear. Because fear means I fear something that's tangible. If it's not tangible, you can't fear it. So Elokim is the way Elokus comes into the limited worlds. Over there, it's shaykh to fear. Because Hashem is so powerful, people it's like a little kid, he basically is not afraid of anything. They're not afraid of animals, they're not, because they right. They don't know. In other words, so they don't understand the ability of an animal to bite you or to hurt you, whatever, because they don't understand. In the level of Elokus that comes in the world, over there you can have fear. And he says, and the same thing, Ava, you can't love something completely abstract. Because it has to be something tangible that you love. Why you love it, how you love it. What? One second. Therefore, in order to come to the level of bittul to yudke vavke, the bechinas the less tarach liyastchila idei shemel bechinas alukim. In other words, in order to reach the level of ava and yira of havayim, you first have to go through Av and Yir of Elokim. Once you can love something tangible, and you love it to such an extent, then the love reveals itself in a way that even the level that's not tangible you love, because you realize that this tangible thing is really infinitely greater than the tangible aspect of it. And then you can love that level of it. In other words, The more you love Elokus that comes through meditation. Now, right? How do you create lava? We learn always. You meditate, Psukha de Zimra, the brachas before Shema. You meditate, and then you create real hafta. What's the meditation? If you look at Psukha de Zimra, it's all about world things. The sun, the moon, this, everything is praising Hashem. That's all meditation into limited things that we can understand. You can't meditate into things you don't understand. After you understand that there is this level of Elokus, how great it is, then you can come to understand, to love something which is above understanding. Meaning, the more you understand something, the more you realize it's something above understanding. That's the expression like we learned the other day. Tachlis yadia, the ultimate level of knowledge is that we don't understand. But in order to come to not understanding, to knowing that we don't understand, I'll give you a simple mush. We said this millions of times. A beginner of Judaism, okay, tell him, okay, how long will it take to learn Judaism? About 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. You don't know anything. The more you learn, the more you see, you don't know anything. Now, that doesn't make sense. The more I know, I should realize that I know more. But when you understand something and you realize the more you understand that you don't understand. In other words, intellect demands, intellect demands that there's something above intellect. And if you don't realize it's something above Seichel, that means you don't understand anything. Because if you would understand it, what you're able to understand, then you realize it's infinitely more. So he says, it has to come first to the level of Elokim. And then, so actually he's been, Migdol Saint Zvav, his Pashto Sabin Evroi. Mizeh Yoshev, and then he'll come to love Hashem, the less machshavet, that no mind can grasp Hashem. It's very simple, even logic demands, that the more you understand, even let's say, in the medical world, yeah? The greater the doctor, the more they realize, they don't begin to understand. In any field like that, the greater the scientist will be able to understand that it's really a mystery.
So the more the details you understand, the more you have an idea of the abstract.
Correct. And in order to come to love the abstract or to understand the abstract, you first have to understand the love, the tangible.
The tangible. And how does that begin from Elohim? Because Elohim is a detailed type of...
Elohim is a level of Elohim coming into the limited world, the limited world we can understand.
That relates to...
That relates to us. Our brain is into limited, so we understand limited.
Fear and love.
Right.
Because it's...
Well, the intellect creates love. And that's what it says. That's why the pasuk starts off coming back to the beginning of the maimer. Hashem Elohim spoke to Moshe, and he says, "Ani avaya." He starts off telling him Elohim. Elohim speaks to him, and then Hashem says to him, "But I'm yud kevavke." What does that mean? By understanding the name of Elohim, that causes the Gilui Shem Havaya. And then, through that level of first Elohim, and then you come to the level of Ani Havaya, then you follow that I appear to Avram Yitzchak and Yad, then you come down to the Midas. Chesed, like we said. Avishanel Demizet. Well, then, I mean, that's what the pasuk says. B'yayim aseis Hashem Elokim. And it's a Shemayim. That's why, remember, he said it like this. At the beginning of creation, it says, B'reishim bar Elokim. V'yayim Elokim. Only Elokim. At the end of creation, it says, B'yayim aseis Havaya Elokim. Both names together.
This is opposite of what the Rebbe said yesterday. Yesterday, the Rebbe said, if you do a single tiny mitzvah, you're connected to the essence. Today, it's you have to go through details to get to the essence.
Yeah, because the mitzvah is in details. How are you supposed to do a mitzvah without details?
No, the concept is...
No, in order to do a mitzvah to connect to the essence... Okay, let me ask you a question. Everybody asks this question in the non-religious world, or the frumma people are afraid to ask it, but they ask it. Yeah? Why do I need a mitzvah to connect to Hashem? Why can't I connect in my own way? I have my own connection with God. I eat pizza, that's my connection to God. I go jogging, that's my connection to God. Why do I need the 613 mitzvahs?
There's got to be a roadmap.
Why can't I have my own roadmap?
That's for sure.
What? Tell me, explain why, what's wrong?
Because he gives us a formula to serve him. How could you? He has the manual.
Because finite can never reach infinite. Okay. No matter what I do on my own is limited. Correct? It will never reach the infinite. It can't. Mathematically, it can't. Now, so how does a detailed, limited mitzvah reach the infinite? Because when this infinite being says to me, do this, he creates that the details connect me to him. But if you don't do a mitzvah correctly, you put tefillin on your foot or in your mouth, then a mikveh has to have 40 sah. So if you have 39.9999 sah, right? It's not a mikveh. A guy who's tamei goes to that mikveh, he's still tamei. And then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. If he's tamei, he gets killed for being tamei in the Beis HaMikdash or eating karbanos and he's tamei, correct? Now, somebody's going to come along with a secular mind and say, because of 0.00001, so how much? What's the percentage that you're missing? Yeah? Who cares? Why should God care that it has to be 40 and not 39.999999? Why? Because that's the only way the details is what connects you. Hashem said, if this is this, then it works. It's 0.01 off, it doesn't work. Now in Seichel, that doesn't make sense. in Seichel doesn't make sense. But again, to reach the essence through the details matter because the only way a finite person could reach the infinite is by doing what the infinite wants.
Exactly.
So therefore, my own roadmap to God doesn't work, not because it can't work. It can't.
Do we have a concept?
You can't even have trial and error. When you drive before, pre-Waze, pre-Google Maps, yeah? Husband and wife are driving the car. The wife tells him, go this way, he goes this way, okay? And he's, of course, wrong. He's going to get lost. But eventually, he might get there. Eventually, he might get there. This way, you'll never get there. You either do it, or you don't do it. They're not doing it. Why? It's what, like, who cares about the detail? You know what? I'm going to point, one thing of water, it's not even a drop. Right? What's the difference? The difference is because Hashem says, this detail connects you to the infinite. If you don't do this detail, then you're still finite. You stay what you are, where you are, and you're not going anywhere.
Thank you.
Isn't our neshama infinite?
Yeah, but the neshama is in the body. Can the infinite neshama do mitzvahs? Why not? Think about it. Neshama is closer to God than the body, so why can't the neshama do mitzvahs? Stay in Gan Eden, do mitzvahs. Because the neshama, maybe because of its greatness, can do mitzvahs. Because the definition of a mitzvah is transforming the world to God. And the neshama is not in the world, so it can't transform the world to Hashem. What it does by itself, big deal. Yeah, that's a Jewish concept. I mean, do subscribe. We started all the ideas, by the way. Hashem is in the detail means, by the way, Hashem is not only in the details. We reach Hashem through the details. We reach Hashem through the details. Hashem is in the details, meaning in order for us to reach Hashem, we need to do the details. But is Hashem limited? Why is he called Hamokim? So the Medrash says, Hu Mekaymeh Shel Olam, Veino Olam Mekaymeh. He is the place of the world, but the world is the place, is not him. Meaning, Hashem is in the world, but the world is not him. He's much more than the world. And that's the level of Havayah. But in order to come to that level of Havayah, you have to go through a verse, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe. And then he could say, Ani Havayah.
Yesterday when you said the tiny mitzvah connects you, the tiny mitzvah has its own detail. You have to go through the detail.
Every mitzvah has a detail.
Oh, sure.
If it doesn't have a detail, you can't do a mitzvah. Take a lulav and esrog. Well, any mitzvah you want, there's a detail how to do it and when to do it. If I want to eat a big piece of matzah today, shmur matzah, kosher 1,000,000%, yeah? And I sit down and say, you know, eating matzah is a mitzvah, I'm going to do it today. So you take a matzah, and you make a bracha, shake it, shame his face, and it's fun, alachilas matzah, and you eat it. Not only you didn't do a mitzvah, you did a sin. It's called a bracha in vain. So why Hashem cares if you do it a minute earlier? A guy, you have to eat matzah after night, so let's say night is 8 o'clock. So a guy says, you know what? Let's say, mamish, you know, night is 8 o'clock. A guy says, you know what? 7:59, I'm going to go eat matzah and make a brach on it. It's a minute away, big deal. No, it's no good. I mean, there are probably opinions that hold this good, but, you know, because what nightfall is. But hypothetically, if night is 8 o'clock and 7:59 and a half, okay, I make a brach on the matzah and eat it, not only didn't get a mitzvah, I didn't have aveda.
Okay, so
who cares?
The details are Elohim.
In God, one second. In Gashmis, we have this. We mentioned this many times. You have a mile-long bridge or a 100-story building and you're half an inch off. God forbid, the bridge collapses or the building collapses. So somebody can ask a very simple question. Come on, out of 100 stories, does a half an inch really matter? You know what? It really does. God forbid somebody gets shot and the bullet is a half an inch. What?
He's an engineer, he understands.
He doesn't understand. He thinks, don't let him convince you. A guy, God forbid, gets shot, yeah? And the bullet is a millimeter away. That millimeter could kill him, or God forbid, not kill him. Come on, a millimeter, what's a millimeter? The answer is, yeah, details do matter.
How do you connect that to Haril Hashem?
No, because in order to praise Hashem from our physical understanding of the earth and the creatures, when we hear, that's why one of the most important halalukas is the, besides Ashrei, is the next one in importance is Halu Asa Shem in Hashemayim, Halu Bamreimim, and it goes through inanimate plant, animal, and human, by the way. That parak goes halukas in that parak. It says the earth, there it is, and then it goes to plant, and then it goes to animals, Chayim Chol Behema, and then it says Malchi Yedis V'chol Yomim. It goes to inanimate plant, animal, and human. Or that all of them praise Hashem. Chassidus explains that if a guy, a peasant, you know, the old peasants that know nothing, you know, they live in their village somewhere, they have no comprehension of what a king is. They just don't know. I'm not talking about today's, the real powerful kings. He comes into the palace and he sees the way these big senators and machers are all bowing to the king. Yeah? He doesn't understand it, but he knows these are big people. You know, these are... Today, in today's retarded world, of all the values messed up, yeah? They always post pictures of the Rebbe, that this rich guy came to him, and now Edelson died, so there's pictures of him and the Rebbe, and, you know, all these things. Compared to the Rebbe, everybody is nothing. What do you gain? For who has to impress? A chassid will not get impressed that he came to the Rebbe. It's infinite to finite. A chassid who sees that picture doesn't get impressed. The only impression he might get being impressed is, wow, even he realizes that. But a worldly person says, oh, the Rebbe must be great. Look who came to him. Menachem Begin came to him. And this rich guy came to him. What does it do? For somebody that doesn't understand what a Rebbe is, nobody understands what a Rebbe is, but they don't even understand that they don't understand what a Rebbe is, and they see these pictures, they say, whoa, look, even this guy's praising the Rebbe, you know? It does have an impact on a person. So when the Nefesh HaBamis, what you're talking to in davening, when the Nefesh HaBamis, you're supposed to be talking to and thinking, and you tell the Nefesh HaBamis, hey, boy, look at this. This is praising Hashem, this is praising Hashem. And now, like we learned, you go to the second part of davening with the angels. This angel screaming Kaddish and Baruch and, you know, all that stuff. Because that's the source where the Nefesh HaBamis comes from. So first you meditate in things that are tangible. That's what he says. In order to come to the level of Havaya, you need first Vayidaber Elokim O Moshe. First, you have to go through the Elokim. And like he says, what is Elokim? Like we learned, that's all the level of Elokus, the way it is in the limited world. That's up our alley, to a certain extent. Okay, to a certain extent, it's up our alley. So therefore, we understand. And therefore, when you meditate on that, then you can finally realize, like we said, Seichel demands it's something above Seichel. So then you can come to the level of Havayah. But it has to be only in the detail. Because if you don't have a detail, you can't connect. Why? Because roadmap from finite to infinite has to be on infinite's terms, not on finite's terms. Or to rephrase it in today's world, a kid thinks, I will honor you on my terms. I will gabe the savicha vesimecha on my terms. It doesn't work. I mean, in the kid's mind, he thinks it works until he becomes a father. Then I wish him luck. But it can't go on our terms. You can't connect to Hashem and say, you know what? Listen, God, me and you understand each other. I don't need all this mitzvahs. I'm going to watch a movie and eat pizza. That's my connection to Hashem. It can't work. What?
What about someone that is not learned, but he has such love for Hashem and his ways, and he does...
That comes from the neshama, the pintaliyi, the essence of the neshama that loves God just because it's a neshama.
He doesn't do it correctly, but he has such strong ahava Hashem.
He gets an A for effort.
Pardon?
He gets an A for effort. What happens if a guy is really, really sincere about losing weight and he creates his own diet? It obviously doesn't work. I didn't say any.
Many times.
Okay, now what happens? Is he gonna lose weight?
No, that's not a good comparison.
Yes, it is. Is he sincere, honestly sincere in losing weight? Yeah, but it's not going to work because he's not doing it the right way.
The guy consciously... You went to aberrant ways that are not really prescribed. I'm talking about someone that really wants to do it right but doesn't know how to.
Okay. So if you want a diet that you don't know how, you speak to the experts that tell you how.
He doesn't have access. He just is new. But he has...
You know what? Ignorance is not an excuse. It's not. Not in today's world. Because today there's a lot of different ways of finding it. Okay. What?
Amazing class. Thank you very much.
Rabbi, you're getting better and better.